The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Breakfast alone?
Aunt Effie and Betsy are having a picnic breakfast.
Picnic breakfast? Boy, that's a new one.
Can't you see them sitting down by the lake there?
Oh. Yeah. Hey, that looks like fun. You know, if I didn't have on a good suit, I'd go and join them.
Yeah, well, you couldn't do more damage to it than sitting right here in the house. Look at this lead. You stuck it right in the butter, dear.
Oh, love them. My goodness.
Take your coat off. I'll fix it. While I'm doing that, I wish you'd read that letter to your sister. I've mentioned it 3 times.
I
go ahead.
I know. It's just that Dorothy's hardly what you call a cheerful little earful, even in a letter. What's her problem now?
3 guesses, dear.
Yeah, I only need one. Buddy again.
Huh? Yes, it seems he didn't get the job you wrote the letter of recommendation about him for, and it seems he hasn't gotten anything else yet either.
No? That's too bad. You know, last time he was here, I thought he seemed to have changed his attitude.
I know. This new girl he's fallen so for seemed to have fired him with ambition.
Yeah, it was crazy to get a job and earn money to start college this fall, I thought.
Maybe he can't get a job, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I should have taken more of a personal interest. Given him more of a helping hand, you think?
Well, the family's been so worried he wasn't going to amount to a row of pins. Now it seems a shame when he does get ambitious that he can't even get a job.
I tell you what. Tell you what I'll do. I'll ask around at lunch today and see if any of the guys, you know of any openings, something a 17-year-old kid without any experience can handle.
Hey, think you could get Buddy a job, dear?
No, look, when I put my mind to something, I can do it.
Now, here's a foolproof formula for making the head of your house a happy man on Father's Day. Be sure his gift is Old Spice. And watch his face light up. Yes, this Father's Day, treat him to Old Spice by Schotum, finest grooming aids a man can use. Give him a truly luxurious way to shave. Old Spice Smooth Shave. Rich, thick lather in a push-button container. $1. And if he uses an electric shaver, give him Old Spice Pre-Electric Shave Lotion. Sets up his beard, speeds up his shaver. $1. Or shoot the works on a really deluxe gift. The Old Spice Treasure Chest. 7 great grooming aids, everything for his shave and his shower in a magnificent red box, $7. There are so many Old Spice gifts to choose from, priced from $1 to $7. Finest grooming aids a man can use. Remember,
Old Spice means quality.
Set the captain to the motion, and all the Spices with the ship that sails the ocean.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
hi.
4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, I just thought I'd change my clothes and get some work done in the garden. You know where that old towel is?
Well, wherever you put it, honey, I don't touch those things.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I spoke to Bill Gates today. You know, I heard of this wonderful job for Buddy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Bill said just send Buddy around. He knows he can use him.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, wonderful, but guess this.
What?
$60 a week.
Wow.
$60 a week.
My
God. Imagine that, a kid of his age?
No.
17 years old getting $60 a week. When I was 17, you know what I got? $25 a week.
Oh, isn't that okay? What kind of a job has Bill Gates got for Buddy?
I think it's driving a delivery car for Gates Drugstore. $60 a week. Pretty darn good, huh?
Buddy will be so thrilled.
Yeah.
I hope his mother will be. It was really nice of you, dear, to speak to Bill Gates about it.
Well, you know, I want to do everything I can for the boy. After all, we adults do have a responsibility toward the youth of today. We should help them more, seriously. Make them feel that they're useful, you know?
Did you call Buddy and tell him you have a job?
No, I haven't called him yet.
Oh,
you've
got to do that, dear.
I'll call him right away. Yeah. I'm going to tell him to drive over. It takes an hour. Uh-huh. And I thought I'd take him out to dinner. You know, man-to-man stuff, big business.
Oh,
kind of thing.
Yes. Oh, he'll like that, dear. Sure.
Joining the world of business, talking it over like that. I won't tell him the job's already in the back, although it is. I'll tell him to stop in and see Bill Gates tomorrow, and then he can make his own decision.
Yes, yes. You know? That is better, dear.
Yeah, I mean, a young man should feel that he's making his own decision.
Yes, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Also, I thought of something else. Since the job is here in town, I'm sure Dorothy won't let Buddy have the car to drive back and forth from Pine City, and that means that Buddy will have to live here in town.
Well, can you afford that and still save money for college?
Well, look, you can stay here. See what I mean? We'll be in Europe, yeah. Aunt Martha will be here with the children. And it'll make her feel better to have Buddy staying here next to someone else in the house, you know.
Well, sure.
Yeah, and he can have breakfast and dinner here, and then he just has to buy his lunch.
You mean we pay for his breakfast and dinner?
Well, look, he's my nephew, for heaven's sake. I hope he can afford to help out.
That doesn't teach him responsibility to feed him for nothing. I think he should be required to pay something out of his salary. I mean, even if it's just a token payment of something, dear.
Oh. Well, all right. Okay, I don't care. Well, I'll discuss that with him, too. Yeah. But what do you think?
Yeah.
Have I done my good deed for the day?
Yes. Oh, Buddy. See if he can drive over for dinner.
I'm taking him out for dinner.
I know. But I meant, but call him.
Yeah, all right.
Dear, Buddy is here. He just arrived.
I know. I saw him drive up. I'll be right there.
Well, you look just wonderful, Buddy. I never saw you so dressed up before. I hardly knew you.
Oh, I guess I can look like a human being when I have to.
Oh, I didn't mean that. No.
You'll have to apologize. I guess when I was a kid, I did look pretty crummy most of the time.
When you were a kid?
Yeah, when I was 16. I'm 18 now, almost. I guess at 18 is time I sense enough to put on a white shirt and a decent tie if I'm going out to dinner. Even if it's only with my uncle.
Well, he's looking forward to taking you out to dinner, Buddy. And I don't want to give away any secrets. But I think he's got some good news for you.
Yeah, that's what he said on the phone, but he didn't tell me anymore.
I will tell you, Buddy, but I'll wait until we have dinner. I wanted... Ooh, boy! Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm dressed up for a change.
Oh, no. You look nice, Buddy. You really do. Well, I suppose you wonder what this is all about.
Well, sure. I hope it's not about that job you wrote the letter of recommendation for, that shipping clerk job.
Well, no, Buddy. No, I'm sorry about that.
I just hoped you weren't mad about it.
Mad? Why should I be mad?
You went to all the trouble of recommending me, and then I didn't take it.
You didn't take it? I thought you didn't get it.
No. It wasn't very interesting. You don't learn much as a shipping clerk for the summer. Besides, the dough wasn't so hot.
Oh, why? What'd they offer?
All they wanted to pay was 75.
75?
Yeah, that's what I said. I tried to get the guy up to 100 at least, but...
100?
Well, I know the job wasn't worth any more than that, so there wasn't any point in even asking.
You mean to tell me you turned down a job that paid $75 a week? You know what I got when I was your age? $25 a week.
Well, darn, times have changed.
Well, now, look, yeah, it may be, but they haven't changed that much. What makes you think you're worth any more than that, for heaven's sake? 17 years old, no experience.
Wait a minute, dear. Just wait. You were saying that the one thing Buddy had to learn was to make his own decisions.
Well, all right, but he can at least take the job he can get instead of waiting around for something softer that he thinks will turn up. A little hard work, you know, doesn't hurt anybody.
I'm not afraid of hard work.
Well, then what are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. Except telling my mother what I really want to do.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I've already applied for a job, and I still don't know whether I'm getting it or not. It's in Greenland.
Greenland?
You mean the country of Greenland?
Sure.
I didn't know there was anything in Greenland.
Well, there's plenty there. Anyhow, there are these airports they're building.
Well, what would you do?
Construction work.
You mean up there in that freezing country? That's pretty far away, you know. I don't see why you'd want to go all that distance from home.
Oh, boy, now you sound like my mother. Just the same, I don't feel I ought to pass up the opportunity. It pays $4,000 for 2 months.
$4,000?
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty good, don't you?
$4,000 for 2 months?
And no tax. I'm a student.
$4,000 and no tax?
Honey, now, calm down, dear. Don't get so excited, my dear.
Well, I know your father won't let you go, but... Well, this is a monumental undertaking. I mean, up in that freezing country, I knew... $4,000 for...
Now, look, honey...
I'd certainly put my foot down if I were your father.
Buddy should make his own decisions. That's what you think.
Well, I know that, but this is different.
Oh, great, but you'd be enthusiastic.
$4,000? But you need to...
I think it's wonderful, Buddy. I do. I just think it's wonderful.
Well, it is, you know. Oh, I haven't heard yet whether I've got it, because there's one hitch. I won't be 18 until July 5th, so I need a letter from my mother. I was sort of depending on you, Unc, to persuade her that this is a pretty swell idea.
Well, I don't know about that, and don't call me Unc. You know, you're your mother. She'd shoot me if I said I thought this sort of
dangerous enterprise was a good idea. I think you better leave me out of it. No.
Oh, please. It's a wonderful opportunity.
$4,000 for 2 months is a heck of a lot of money, but...
Now, look, stop right now. You promised Buddy you'd take him out to dinner, so go change your clothes. You both can talk about it at dinner time.
Don't take me out to dinner. Do you realize what that means? No taxes?
Go change your clothes, dear.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. When beautiful, warm, summertime weather arrives, we begin to do a lot of expensive thinking, don't we? We think about taking a vacation in some glamorous, far-off place. We think about owning a home in the country, or perhaps a shiny new cabin cruiser. But vacation trips, country homes, and cabin cruisers cost money. Money most of us can't cough up on a moment's notice. Our government has financial problems, too. Right now, we're developing Earth satellites and long-range missiles. We're concerned with important scientific advances and with preserving a shaky world peace. All this costs money. If you ever stop to think, you can accumulate money for your future goals and help government finances by purchasing United States Savings Bonds regularly. Series E Savings Bonds now earn 3.25% interest, compounded semi-annually, when you keep them until maturity in under 9 years. So, start investing now in your future and the future of your country. Buy United States Savings Bonds.
What are you doing up here, Buddy? He's been waiting and waiting for you. Get dressed.
$4,000 for 2 months. Do you realize that that is more than I
make? Look at the way you're tying your tie. Now, calm down.
Well, he isn't even 18 years old, this guy.
He's got his shirt buttoned all wrong here. Stand still.
All right, do it. Furthermore, he doesn't even have to pay a tax on it.
I know. Now, honestly, you know, you worry about your children. You think they're not going to amount to a row of pins. Now, here, Dottie still thinks of him as a baby. And out of a clear blue sky, Buddy waltzes off and applies for a job in Greenland. You know, it really is commendable, even though your sister may not like it. It really is.
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you mean, you guess so?
Well, I guess so.
You sound as if you'd agree with Dorothy.
Well, I was just thinking, you know.
I see, $4,000.
Well?
Huh? I should think you'd be happy he heard about the job.
Wondering why I didn't hear about it. I think I'll apply for one of those jobs myself.
Darling, they want big, husky, strong college men. Now, you don't need to glare at me. You are not 18, and you wouldn't last 2 days up there with all that ice and snow.
Honestly, it can't be all ice and snow if they're doing construction work. Anyhow, it's summertime. Golly, I cannot get over that. $4,000?
I told Buddy.
Maybe he meant $2,000 in four.
I told Buddy you would speak to Dorothy. Yes, I did, dear. You are going to persuade her. Now, please, you said Buddy should make his own decisions and learn to take responsibility.
Yeah, I know. All right. I'll persuade Dorothy somehow, but...
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Larry Robinson and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.